Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's some scary news about Ukraine today. Americans are being urged to leave that country immediately as new Russian attacks are feared. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley. Good morning from Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Joseph. What's the situation there?
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon. It's calm here right now, and it's really a feeling of apprehension. In fact, I'm checking these air alarms only near the nuclear plants, but the rest of the country at the moment is quiet. But we are in a day of apprehension. And today I was in the forest early this morning, which is, you know, such a peaceful place. And I emerged from the forest to hear the news from the American embassy that Americans are advised to leave now before tomorrow. And the embassy said that Russia is stepping up efforts to strike civilians. We also had last week a senior Russian diplomat who somehow is still in Vienna, Mikhail Ulanov. He said he tweeted no mercy to the Ukrainian population. And there is an increasing fear that the Russians have no qualms and will target Ukrainians perhaps tomorrow, August 24th, Ukrainian Independence Day. The same sort of top sources I know in Washington and other places who had very, very strong warnings on February 22nd, 23rd. Those same people and those same level of warnings I'm hearing now about what we might be facing tomorrow.
This past Sunday was a big anniversary as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, this Sunday was it was a big anniversary for the Czech people, and it was a dark day in Czech history. It was the 1968. The Czechs tried to break away, especially students and young people tried to break away from the grip of communists. And they almost succeeded. There were some reforms that happened, and then Moscow, you know, could not permit this. And so with other Soviet nations, Moscow rolled into Prague with tanks and violence, and the Prague Spring, that brief moment of potential freedom, was crushed. And it wasn't until 1989, with the Velvet Revolution, when the people of the Czech Republic were able to regain their freedom. I was fortunate when I was a student at Notre Dame to spend time in Prague, and one of my mentors was Olga Czerny, he was one of the fighters in this revolution. He's one of the protesters with his good friend Václav Havel, who went on to become president of the first president of the Free Czech Republic. My friend Olga became director of Czech intelligence, and you know, I never would have imagined back in those days when I think 2004, 2005, when I was in Prague learning and hearing the stories of the revolution, realizing that one day I would be, you know, in a similar situation with people struggling against Moscow. And so I'm grateful for the knowledge they gave me. And really what I saw is the Czechs, they were a nation, the revolutionaries, the peaceful revolutionaries, they were artists. They were the creative people. And that's so much what I've seen in Ukraine. And even, you know, some musicians I know were some of the first people I know who signed up to fight. And so many parallels between this. And so we had that anniversary on Sunday, and now we approach tomorrow, Ukrainian Independence Day, which commemorates the day in 1991 when with the collapse of the Soviet Union, the Ukrainians became free. Everyone who's here in Ukraine now, Ukrainians and foreigners, and I think Ukrainians and Ukraine supporters around the world need every ounce of fortitude they can muster at this moment, because we don't know what's coming. And today there was a football match played, the first one since the war started, in Kyiv's Olympic Stadium. No fans, but between two Ukrainian clubs. All these things take a good deal of bravery just to live daily life at this moment.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it must be like there. And it's, 3:24 in the afternoon. So as you approach midnight there, I imagine it'll be a nervous time for at least 24 hours, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no other way to put it. Today is Flag Day in Ukraine, and my friends were out from the house where I'm speaking just put their flag up in the village square in the town that I'm in. They gathered in the square to sing songs, and so still going, it's still standing strong, but it is clear how much Putin hates free people, but especially Ukrainians. I mean, this is the reason why he's pounded, especially the city of Kharkiv, which was hit just a few hours ago, the second biggest city in Ukraine. It's a Russian-speaking city that before the war was beautiful, prosperous, clean, entrepreneurial. And I think Putin can't have places like this exist because he doesn't have that in Russia. And it shows that Russian culture is so empty. And so this is really what's at stake. And we are in a very dark age. And so we sit and we wait. And I hope tomorrow when we speak, all will be calm. But that's all I can say.
We can only hope for that. And there is some optimism. I'm reading about analysts saying that the new Ukrainian strategy of attacking logistical targets in Russian-held territory is proving successful symbolically as well as militarily.
Absolutely. And symbolically, too, I think it will start to wake up the Russians. Like, as we talked about yesterday, the Russian vacationers on Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, you know, maybe they could ignore the war, but now they can't because there have been several strikes, most likely from Ukraine in Crimea. And so, this is important. And this would not be possible without those long-range, high-mobility weapons, specifically from the United States. And right now, I think it's about a dozen that are here. And as Ukrainian officials said, imagine if we had 50 or 100, maybe this could be ended quickly. But there still is, and I've had so many conversations on this topic the past few days. There still is a big concern from the West. If you escalate, as they say, which for Ukrainians would mean try to win quickly, they're afraid of the nuclear threat. They're afraid of something happening with the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant or of Putin using some nuclear weapon, whether it's a massive weapon, which no one really thinks would happen now, or what they call a strategic nuclear weapon, where you can contain the damage and only hit one city. This is the big, heavy thing weighing on everyone here for sure, but also on people around the world, decision makers around the world, especially right now, these next 24 hours.
Fingers crossed for a peaceful Wednesday for you and everyone in Ukraine, Joseph. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bo.